His favorites did not change over the years. When the iPad 2 came out in March 2011, he transferred his favorite music to it. One afternoon, we sat in his living room as he scrolled through the songs of his new iPad, and with a mellow nostalgia, tapped on ones he wanted to hear. We went through the usual Dylan and Beatles favorites. Then he became more reflective and tapped on a Gregorian chant, Spiritus Domini, performed by Benedictine monks. For a minute or so, he zoned out, almost in a trance. "That's really beautiful," he murmured. He followed with Bach's Second Brandenburg Concerto and a fugue from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Bach, he declared, was his favorite classical composer. He was particularly fond of listening to the contrast between the two versions of the Goldberg variations that Glenn Gould recorded, the first in 1955 as a 22-year-old, little-known pianist, and the second in 1981, a year before he died. "They're like night and day," Jobs said, after playing them sequentially one afternoon. "The first is an exuberant, young, brilliant piece, played so fast it's a revelation. The later one is so much more spare and stark. You sense a very deep soul who's been through a lot in life. It's deeper and wiser." Jobs was on his third medical leave that afternoon when he played both versions, and I asked which he liked better. "Gould liked the later version much better," he said. "I used to like the earlier, exuberant one, but now I can see where he was coming from."